Message number 109. Message of love to all my followers. Wednesday, June 8, 2011 at 21:00. My dearly beloved daughter, today I rejoice at the faith shown by my beloved followers all over the world who are hearing my call through these messages. I rejoice because of the deep faith shown by my beloved children in a world that rejects me. My precious children, those who believe in me bring tears of joy to me in times of sadness. Were it not for those with a deep devotion to me, I would not be consoled. My children who love me must listen to me now. Let me embrace you in my arms and explain to you the importance of your faith. Your faith is like a flame in my heart which never dies. It may flicker from time to time, but I will instill in you the energy to keep this flame aglow. You, my children of the light, will devour the darkness, but you must stay together as one to fight the Antichrist. Satan cannot win, for this is impossible. Always understand this important fact. He, the deceiver, cannot and will not win, for this is impossible. Therefore, you must always accept that my light and that of my eternal Father will never diminish, for it is not the light that will extinguish. But it is the dark that will attract those poor souls who will be drawn towards it. Those poor misguided children are in my heart and mean just as much to me as you do. You, my children, as in any family, must look after your wayward brothers and sisters. No matter how grave their sins, never judge them. Bring them back to me. Talk to them. Pray my divine mercy for them so they can be saved from the clutches of the evil one at the time of death. Shout now from the hilltops. Remind everyone of the truth. Ignore those taunts. But when explaining to my children how much I love them, do not force your views on them. Instead, simply explain that they were created by God the Father. Tell them He sent me His only Son to save them, to give them a chance to live eternal life. And then tell them I love them and that I walk with each one of them every minute of the day. Even when I witness their rejection and the evil they do unto others, I am still there beside them, hoping they will turn to me and ask for my help, for when they do, I will embrace them with tears of joy and relief. Help me save those precious souls. Do not let the deceiver take them from me. They are your family. My family. We are one. Just one lost soul is one too many. Thank you, my beloved children everywhere. Know that I am with you now in a much stronger presence through the Holy Spirit than at any other time in history. Hold my hand and walk with me towards the new paradise on earth, which will be your glorious home in the future. Your beloved Savior, Jesus Christ, King of Mercy.